Unit 6. What does friendship mean to you?
Oliver, what does friendship mean to you?
I don't have a lot of friends. I'm quite a loner, you see. I like being alone, by myself, staying home, watching TV or working on my computer. I hate going out and meeting people. I always avoid crowded places. I never go shopping at the weekend, for instance, because shops are full of boring people. They don't know you. And sometimes, I just don't know how they dare. They try to talk to you when you're queuing. It's cold today, isn't it? I really don't care. I go shopping every 2 weeks, either early in the morning or late in the evening when there are fewer customers. I have a shopping list and I buy the same things every 2 weeks. I'd like to try online shopping. You order things on your computer. The shop does your shopping and you indicate what day and hour you want to pick them up. And on that day, you collect your things. It seems easy and you avoid wasting time and meeting people. You only see a sales assistant who gives you a box with the things you have ordered. Clever.
Oh, I see. And what about your relatives? Do you sometimes visit them or do they visit you?
I've got a brother who's younger than me. He's completely different. He has a social life, as he himself often tells me. He spends time with friends and goes to the theatre or music concerts with them. They have already invited me to join them, but no, that's not for me.
What about family gatherings or celebrations?
I would rather die. No, I can't always escape from them, but I find them so boring. You know, on Christmas Day or New Year's Eve, for example, everybody thinks it's necessary to get together, to celebrate, to wish you all the best. And I always think to myself, wolves in sheep's clothing. A never-ending meal, the same jokes and the same stories each year. Sorry, but once again, not for me.
I'd like to ask you one more question, if I may.
No problem.
Are you married? Have you got a girlfriend? Children? Or are you single?
I got married 10 years ago, but my wife got angry at me for staying at home and not seeing anybody. She wanted to have a baby, but I didn't. We finally divorced 4 years ago, and since then I've lived my life my own way, and I've been happier than when I was married to someone who only had one thing on her mind: going out and enjoying herself with a lot of her so-called close friends.
Okay, Oliver. I think everybody has understood how you feel about friendship. Let's now turn to Jack. Jack, what about...
Well, I've got a lot of friends. I couldn't possibly live without my friends, I believe. My friends are my family. You can choose your friends, but not your family, my father used to say. And he was right, perfectly right. I have to see some of my friends every day. After work, I usually call one of them. And then one after another comes and joins us. There's always one thing or another to celebrate. A birth, a new girlfriend, a birthday, a fiancé, a new job or a promotion. Whatever the occasion, there's always a reason to spend time together. We've all known each other since we were at college or university, and we've never lost touch. But we sometimes did stupid things when we were younger.
Oh?
Stupid things, really. Yes. We once decided to go to the seaside. It was, I don't remember exactly, 11 p.m, or maybe even later than that. And one of us said, I'd like to see the sea. And another replied, why not? Shall we leave now? A third one said, I dare you. And that's what we did. We left in the middle of the night and drove in the dark for 2 hours to get there. We got to the beach, glanced at the sea, and immediately drove back to be on time to attend the lectures the next morning. Stupid and dangerous. We were exhausted. That was when we were at university.
Not very sensible, you're right.
But we've all grown older, and now we are more sensible and reasonable. And our wives would never agree to such behaviour, believe me.
Of course. Women are more cool-headed than men. And your wives, what do they think about your friendship and the fact that you see each other every day?
Our wives have also known each other for a very long time, and they sometimes meet up as well. We're all very close, in fact, and we sometimes spend a weekend abroad together. And everybody has a great time. We are all honest, sincere, reliable, and considerate people now. No pride, no jealousy. We are ourselves and grateful because we make each other happy. And as Jim Morrison said, a friend is someone who gives you total freedom to be yourself.
Thank you, Jack. Two very different opinions about friendship. So, it's up to you to decide.